I'm Jamila Crumple with Delmarva Public Radio News. Whether single or attached, most people have love on their minds today. But as discovered during a recent trip to the Salisbury Zoo, humans aren't the only species who place great importance on finding a mate. Laura Nagel, an educator at the Salisbury Zoo, said male flamingos impress the females by building the best shelters.
These guys build nests to attract a mate. The males will gather mud and silt and feathers and any other little bits and pieces that they find, and they'll build a mound with a shallow depression in the center for the eggs, and the guy with the fanciest nest gets the girl.
If male flamingos don't have superior nest-building skills, Nagel says they can always fall back on their looks.
Also, the coloration helps them to attract a mate. These guys get their color from their food. The brightest, healthiest-looking male is more likely to attract a mate.
While the male flamingo is busy burying his head in the dirt, hoping to attract just one female, some birds prefer to play the field. Laura Nagel.
Mallards, one male will mate with several different females.
Having several different mates is typical for some birds, but others find one partner that they spend the rest of their days with.
Our Canada geese, they're extremely loyal mates. They mate for life, they defend their mate and their nest very, very well, and they're very devoted parents. They're a very social animal to begin with, and they find somebody they like and just pair up, and they're with that bird their whole lives.
It's romantic.
It is very romantic.
One Canadian goose is off the market, wooed not by another goose, but by a swan with a full head of black feathers.
He's been a single guy for many years, and he paired up with a Canada goose several years ago, and they are not genetically compatible. They cannot reproduce, but they sit and cuddle and preen each other.
Nagel says one couple is somewhat antisocial, as the male crane often seeks to prove his masculinity.
In a mood, he'll stalk up and down the fence. He'll yell. These guys have extremely loud voices that can be heard up to a mile away. And he'll stomp and strut and carry on and show off for the other males. I've never actually seen the two of them fuss at each other, really. They seem to get along very well. He shows off for other males and is very defensive of his girl.
One small, dark, and handsome Saltwood owl is patiently waiting for his Miss Wright to arrive at the zoo.
We're hoping to get in at least a couple more so he'll have a companion. Whether or not they mate, we'll see. Just like if you put a couple of humans together in an enclosed space, they may not necessarily get along.
Nagel said similar to humans, when trying to impress a potential companion, some birds do a bit of showing off.
Bowerbirds are another one that tries to attract a female by building a really big fancy nest, and they will decorate their nest with anything they can get a hold of that's shiny or glittery or anything that's colorful and attractive. We have several peacocks. They're just starting to get their big tails in for the winter, but they are one that uses color and also a dance display to attract a girl. They'll fan out that nice big tail, and they'll kind of strut around in a circle, shake the tail feathers, they'll rattle them, and actually make quite a noise to help attract a peahen.
And if that doesn't work, some birds resort to the time-honored tradition of bringing gifts, suitable only for the animal kingdom.
Little saw-wits are just so cute. They do their little dance and bring her a mouse.
What a gift.
Well, the owl equivalent of a box of chocolate.
I'm Jamila Crumple for Delmarva Public Radio News.